When you were with Langston, the team went to 112 wins, 3 losses, 2 conference titles, and included a 59-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
What schools were you playing? Well,
the schools in our conference, schools like Bishop College out of Texas, Wiley. We even played Xavier out of New Orleans, Texas College, and Southern University.
Mm-hmm. And then one time Langston was invited to play an exhibition game against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Well, what happened there, the team that they were going to play in Oklahoma City, that Tuesday, I think it was, but canceled out on them. And they got a hold of our coach, Zip Gills, and asked if he would substitute to play against them because the other team was going to make it. Zip said, well, yeah, we'll play against you. So we got into Oklahoma City at the old auditorium. We warmed up for the ball game and all, and then, you know, all the coaches and the captains meet at the center court. The Globetrotter captain, Duke Cumberland, told Zip, our coach, we'll beat you playing, but we won't make your team look too bad. And Zip said, hell, bad? Look, you guys shoot your best shots. My guys know what to do. Duke Cumberland said, well, okay. So let's get it on. They got it on. And what happened, the end of it? All the college teams that would beat them. Langston University. Beat them by 4 points.
And you scored 26 points.
Yeah. Oh, you got all that down.
I do.
26 points.
Were the Globetrotters doing their clowning and all during that game that you played them?
No, they were for real. The whole ball
They were
game.
Straight. All right.
Yeah, they were straight off.
You weren't even doing your dribbling act during that time
no,
either.
No.
But you were a good shooter.
They wanted me to travel with them after that. So, no, man. My mom would kill me if I left the school. I'm graduating in May. I said, well, can we hear from you? I said, well, what do you mean, me hear from you? I said, well, why don't we keep in contact with you, and we'll bring you up to Chicago and join us.
You came to the attention of Abe Saperstein, who's the owner of the Globetrotters.
Right.
Was he at that game?
No, he was not. His traveling secretary was a fellow named Welch, W-E-L-C-H.
And so he reported.
Winfield Welch. He was a great baseball man also, you know, Negro League baseball. But he also traveled with the Globetrotters as front man.
That's when Abe heard about you and wanted you to join the Globetrotters.
Well, actually, they had a team called the Kansas City Stars. And that's the team I started out with. I played briefly with them.
That was kind of like a farm team for the Globetrotters.
Farm team for the Globetrotters.
Were you doing your dribbling act then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was doing dribbling act, shooting act, and all of it.
How much did you earn?
I was being paid, I think it was $250 a month.
And then you signed on with the Globetrotters then in 1947, I believe.
Yeah. The Hawaiian team was supposed to play against the Globetrotters in Oakland, California. And the Kansas City Stars played on the same bill. Kansas City Stars would play the first game, and then the Globetrotters would play the second game. And I was on the Kansas City Stars at that time. The Hawaiian Surf Riders, I think they called themselves, were playing the Globetrotters in the main event. And somehow or another, they didn't go as according to Hall. They were beating the Globetrotters. Winfield West, who was traveling secretary of the Globetrotters, asked me if I wanted to play against a team from Hawaii. I said, well, yeah, I'll play against them. He said, well, come on, we want you to get dressed because you're going to take one of the Globetrotters' places. So I took Ted Strong's place and went out and played against them. As soon as I got in, I started firing away and looked up. We were 10 points ahead of them. That's when I joined the Globetrotters.